This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah stated that the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus at Hisar in Haryana today.
Medical infrastructure mein dher sara kaam Narendra Modi sarkar ne kiya. 64,000 crore rupya public health center aur community health center iske liye kharch karkar ek bahut bada medical infrastructure ka basic khaka banane ka kaam. 730 integrated public health lab banaye gaye, 4382 block public health units banaye gaye aur 602 critical care box in 10 saal ke andar naye nirmit kiye.
On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the newly built ICU and laid the foundation stone for the postgraduate hostel. Mr. Shah said, in 2013-14, the central government's budget for the health sector was 37,000 crore rupees, and in 2025-26, it will be 1.37 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Shah also highlighted several initiatives taken by the NDA government in various fields. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, State Health Minister Aarti Singh Rao, State BJP Chief Mohan Lal Badoli, BJP MP from Kurukshetra Naveen Jindal and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has called upon the youth, especially from districts and rural areas, to come up with their startups and enterprises. Speaking after inaugurating the Viksit Bharat Entrepreneurs Network office in Hyderabad today, the minister said the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is encouraging the youth to have their own enterprises and startups so that they provide more and more employment opportunities to make the country a developed one by the year 2047.
नौजवानों को प्रोत्साहित करने के लिए विकसित भारत एंटरप्रेन्योर्स नेटवर्क के नाम पर आज हैदराबाद में संस्था शुरू किया है. ये प्रधानमंत्री जी के विजन पर जो लोगों को रोजगार मिलना चाहिए, इसी दृष्टि से ये डिस्ट्रिक्ट हेडक्वार्टर्स असेंबली हेडक्वार्टर्स में ज्यादा उपयोग हो सकता है. इसे काम से मेरा विश्वास है ये संस्था के द्वारा आने वाले दिन में ज्यादा लोग इसमें ट्रेनिंग लेंगे, ज्यादा लोगों को इच्छानुसार स्टार्टअप शुरू करने का प्रोत्साहन मिलेंगे.
Since arriving at earthquake sites in Mandalay yesterday, the teams from India are working to extend critical support in search for survivors and medical humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support. The Embassy of India in Yangon, Myanmar said more aid and support is on the way to Mandalay and Yangon. It said India is committed to assist people in all affected areas of Mandalay, Naypyidaw, Sangain and Bago. The embassy said India's prayers are with the affected people of Myanmar. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the multinational air exercise INIOCHOS-25 beginning in Greece today. The 12-day exercise hosted by Greece's Hellenic Air Force will take place at Andravida Air Base in the historic region of Ilida. It will continue till the 11th of April. The IAF contingent will include Su-30 MKI fighters along with combat-enabling IL-78 and C-17 aircraft. The exercise will enhance international cooperation, synergy and interoperability among participating air forces. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls dressed in the best offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. In the IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders KKR at the Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Hosts Mumbai are still searching for their first win of the tournament, having suffered defeats against Gujarat Titans and Chennai Super Kings in their previous matches. KKR, on the other hand, have registered one win and one loss. And that's the end of this news bulletin.